train is not on fire. There's just heavy smoke.
It wasn't just one malfunction, not just one miscommunication. All of them put together ended up killing one person and injuring 90 others. Attorney Kim Brooks Rodney is leading a class action lawsuit against WMATA. She said a few days after the incident,
those people should not have been trapped like rats in a subway car filling with smoke.
According to preliminary NTSB reports, the train only got started getting evacuated 35 minutes after it first stopped, thanks to warnings that weren't heeded, miscommunications among first responders, and dead zones where radios stopped working. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.